From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak says he will step down when his term expires in September. His announcement today came amid the largest anti-government demonstrations in the country since the protests there began over a week ago. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says Mubarak still hasn't given protesters what they're demanding, but they see it as a positive sign.
Hosni Mubarak appeared on state television looking very sober, wearing a dark suit, and spoke to the nation and basically told them that he would not be seeking another term as president. This is a man who has ruled Egypt for 29 years in all of the elections that there have been here. Most of them have been rigged. He's received over 90% of the vote, and he is now saying that he will no longer run. This is a very big step. Now, will it satisfy the protesters? When this news broke, you could hear the roar of the crowd in Tahrir Square. Clearly, they feel that there is momentum on their side, and this is an enormous vindication of the protests.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. President Obama says Mubarak recognizes that change is required in the Egyptian government. Mr. Obama says he spoke with Mubarak shortly after his speech and stressed the need for an orderly transition. Whiteout conditions and gale force winds are part of a dangerous storm trekking across a 2,000-mile area from Texas to Maine. As major interstate through Missouri is shut down because of blowing snow and thick ice, state police spokesman Sergeant Paul Reich says he can't begin to estimate the number of storm-related accidents there.
There's so many vehicles, the tow truck drivers are just going up and down the highway, and they're not going down as a true traffic crash, but they are being pulled out and they're sent on their way. So it's going to be hard to come up with a number, but there are many in the median and off in the ditch.
Blizzard conditions also crippled parts of Oklahoma today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 12,000 for the first time in 2.5 years. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that strong earnings from some major companies helped push stocks higher.
Investors overlooked the turmoil in the Middle East and focused instead on some positive economic news. The Institute for Supply Management said its index of manufacturing activity hit its highest level since 2004. Meanwhile, several major companies reported higher profits during the last 3 months of 2010. Among them was UPS, which is seen as something of a bellwether for the economy as a whole. Ford and GM reported stronger vehicle sales, and Pfizer said its profits increased threefold over the preceding year. It also said it would repurchase more of its own stock, which tends to send a company's share price higher. The Dow finished at its highest level since June 2008. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Asian shares are higher at this hour. Japan's Nikkei up 2%. This is NPR News. There's good news for the U.S. auto industry. All three American car makers saw sales jump in January. NPR's Sonori Glinton reports that sales at General Motors and Chrysler rose by almost a quarter last month.
GM's boost was due in part to sales of its new Chevy Cruze, whose sister car is the hybrid electric Chevy Volt, while the redesigned version of Chrysler's Jeep brand spurred that company's sales. Ford, the strongest of the three, saw their January sales go up by a relatively small 9%, but that comes after a year of dominance and the highest profits Ford has seen since the 1990s. Most of the sales jump was because individual car buyers returned to showrooms in droves. All three U.S. car companies saw their fleet car sales diminish. Those are sales to large businesses and governments. Meanwhile, the pickup truck market remained strong as construction companies and other small businesses continued a buying trend that began in 2010. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
Federal aviation officials say they're testing a less invasive scanning system to address air travelers' privacy concerns. Transportation Security Chief John Pistoli says new software allows screeners to see only contours instead of X-ray-style images of travelers' bodies and underwear. Objects detected on security screens will continue to trigger pat-downs. Software is being tested at three airports over the next 2 months. A moderate earthquake rocked the Alaskan peninsula of Sandpoint, about 570 miles southwest of Anchorage. There are no reports of injuries or damage. Sandpoint is located in southwest Alaska near the entrance to the Bering Sea. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.
Support for